other the lesson you have for us in the ordinances. Father, help us to see. 4,000 years they looked forward. And 2,000 years we've looked back. Father, have the scales fall from our eyes so that we can see that you were never away, that you were never not present. And that, as the song says, we were never unloved. Mm-hmm. Father, use us as unqualified, as unworthy as we are, simply because you dwell in us and you are well qualified and you are all worthy. Accomplish it, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we've been looking at the feasts and what Israel had and what we missed in the feast. But I really believe that we've also missed something in the Lord's Supper. And we've missed it for 4,000 years that point it forward. And today the Jews, when they do Passover, still proclaim Jesus without ever knowing it. And we want to look at that and how it's done today. How that happens, in the bread, in the wine. The significance they do this, what they call Passover, what Jesus instituted as Lord's Supper, they do this every year. Many Christians, I know Chancellor Christian Church does it every week. Catholic churches and Episcopal churches, many churches do it every week. And what has happened is we forget what it's about. It's about Jesus. How did it point forward to Jesus? How can we see Jesus in this? And we look at this entire thing is, the whole table here now is set up signifying the tomb and Jesus being in the tomb. We will see that, broken body, the blood. We will see, at least when we do it, we don't entomb him once again. However, I believe that if we really look for Jesus in everything, everything. I've often told about how Henry and Pat Davis used to talk about going down to Warsaw, Shark's Teeth, where they
Westmoreland.
And they used to find all these shark's teeth. And it hit my mind because I was reading about Andy Stanley was writing something about his children. Their uncle said, "Do you want to go look for shark teeth on the beach?" And how the kids naturally got excited. And Andy Stanley said he had walked up and down the beach like I had walked up and down the beach. And he said he never saw any shark's teeth. He said, but he figured it would take them off his hands for a few hours and, they'd enjoy it and he could have some peace and talk with God. And Christopher and Pat, they would always come back with shark teeth. And Andy Stanley said, sure enough, his kids came back with hands full of shark teeth. And he said he realized the same thing I had told the church. I realized I never saw shark's teeth because I wasn't looking for shark's teeth. You will find what you're looking for. You will find what you're looking for. If you're not looking for it, so how can we see Jesus in the feast days? We looked at some of those things a couple weeks ago. And, we're just finishing up the Feast of Tabernacles, beginning a new year with the Yom Kippur thing. God saying, whatever you ask for during that period, I will fulfill before the next year. All those things. And we miss something in it. We throw the baby out with the bathwater. So as we do this, literally see, as Carol and Kay take the cloth off, the glory, the beauty, of the resurrection. You know, that Jesus did not stay in the grave cloth. Jesus is not with us. See, Scripture says David's tomb is with us. Yeah? It says David is with us. Jesus is not. Yeah. And we know it because it's written there, He's not here. Yeah. He's not here, for He is risen. Yeah. That's, when I say here, I don't mean in us here, I mean powerless. Yeah. No life. Because that's the definition of death, as far as I can tell, is no life. Jesus is no longer in this state. And every time the cloth comes off, it should bring joy to our hearts as we see Jesus saying, wow, wow. Because of Him, we have the hope of eternal life. Let's take the cloth off, Kay and Carol, if you would.